and you're suffering from some disease. And you're seeing kind of stuff, see, there's signs that are actual physical persecution, right? That's happening all over the world, like we all said this morning. That's actually going on. And then there's the stones of maybe verbal persecution, or maybe an insult to what we believe, or people are just making fun of us, that kind of thing. There's also other kinds of stones coming our way too. There's stones of temptation that are coming at us, but they maybe haven't hit us yet. But when the sin comes, this stone hit us hard, don't they? And it's painful, and it makes us feel like we're dying, like we've almost, like we're getting back out of the city, about to die, you know? And there's other stones too, like the weight of the world on your shoulders, the words of the life that has come around you, and they fog up your mind, and you can't concentrate, you can't focus, and you just lose your track. That's another kind of stone. It was the same kind of stone that Paul had when he was trying to spread the word. You know, you're just not getting through to people. They're not listening to me. They're getting the wrong idea. We're not God, okay? And then they get persecuted. And then there's also find the stones that are coming our way. We want to look at the story of Paul and see what he does in the story that we need to learn from. The first thing is that he was surrounded by other disciples, other people who believed in God. And when these stones are coming at us, we need to be surrounded by people in this body, people who also believe in God, so that we can be encouraged by them. And as a family, we need to be doing that. We need to be encouraging that person that we know is in need. The second thing Paul does, Paul gets back up, doesn't he? And he goes back into the city, the same city that just killed him. Had to kill him. How weird is that? And then, it's more than that too, because Paul didn't just go into that city. He kept on going on his journey. If Paul had decided to give up then, if he decided, I can't take this anymore, I was a close call, all these stones coming at me, I almost died, I can't do this. God, this is too much. If he had said that, he would never have finished his first journey. He would never gone on his second journey. Or on his third journey. He would never read any of his letters. He might have read in Galatians, but he might have said something like this, like, don't follow my example because I didn't follow the example of Christ. And he would write that. That'd be a pretty bad letter. And so we got, when we have these stones come at us, we need to get back up on our feet and continue on our journey. Because we do not know the difference that we will make if we give up now. If we have all these stones come at us and we feel like we're dead, we're dying, spiritually. If we feel like that, and we give up, we have no idea what difference we could have made in the world and the people around us. And one person, changing that one person, is a huge difference that we can make.
Amen.
Now I'm going to shift a little bit. I want to talk about my son. Just a little bit. Because I love him. I love him so much. And it's amazing being a dad. And I've learned a lot of things so far. And, you know, as much as I love him, there's some things that he does that are just weird. Just kind of wrong, you know? I'm not sure the top half worst of them. I don't want you to get the idea that I don't like him because I love him. Five things. And then sounds like the less worst to the worst. So you gotta prepare yourself, sir. Number five, the child is crying. You never know when it's coming, first of all. When you're coming in the grocery store, you know, or you're getting out in a nice restaurant, or you're trying to sleep. That's a big one. Yeah, those are good times. And the worst is when he gets bad. I never knew that boy had such big lungs, you know. And that little guy, such a powerful lungs. Where does it come from? I don't know. Okay, number four. He does a choking thing. Well, he used to. So the first night when we were in the hospital, he started like gagging in the middle of the night, and they're like, kind of, it's scared us, you know? That's kind of creepy. a baby's way of swallowing or getting clear in the throat because they haven't learned to talk yet. You know, that's coming over now because he's going to have a cough. In fact, last night he was coughing quite a bit. And they did some spit up stuff too. Let's move on to number three, I'm not going to say much about this one. It was the first diaper. I never got some of the material about a while ago. And do something like this. Unless I say, no more of that. If you don't know what this word is, somebody knows it, and maybe it'll tell you. Meconium. You don't have to do this asshole. Number two. I'm sure that's not true because you know I love him. I don't want to sort of think that he's cool. So, okay. I'm not going to bed. I'm in bed, you know, just kind of making weird noises like parents do for some reason. I don't know. You kind of start saying some weird things on your bed. I don't know where that comes from. It's not anywhere. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm playing with him and I keep that choking door, right? And it just starts to come up. So I got there, so I got the towel, and I was like, I'm not This is lovely. Sorry, I'm going to get him on the kitchen because she deserved it. Number one. Divorce. We were in church. It's like a start, right? We were in the back, and we decided we needed to use the bathroom. Have you guys heard of a blowout before? Oh, they're awesome. That was the easy part of this thing. So I'm changing in the bathroom, and as I'm lifting up his legs, like Alicia instructed us to do, so you know what I think, maybe the water just came out. He brought a communion meditation a few weeks ago where he said that a father loves his child and he wants to protect him. And he really got to how God loves us and wants to protect us. So I was thinking about that, you know, if God loves us so much and wants to protect us, his children, why is it that he let his only son, his true son, the one who actually really loved him back, why did he let him suffer and die? I was wondering about that. And we're often thinking about Jesus as he's in the garden and he's praying to the Father, your will, Lord, be done, not mine. Your will be done. And we hardly ever look at the Father, what the Father was thinking at that time. We're kind of making this easy for my Jesus. Do you think he really wanted to see his son go through all that? I'm misunderstanding his will a little bit. I picture Asher when he's older, if he wants to move to Australia, not Australia, to Africa. And he goes out in the mission field and he wants to speak to people who never heard the word before. And he's killed out there maybe, or persecuted out there. Knowing that, do I try to stop him from going out there? Or do I just let him go? Because I still want to protect him, you know? But I know that it's my will, you know, for him to do what he needs to do. And his will then becomes my will. And it's kind of the same thing with God and Jesus, with the Father and the Son. It is the Father's will that happens, but it's also Jesus' will, because they have that relationship. They knew what they were doing, and neither one of them wanted to see that happen. But the only reason that did happen is so that all of us to become adopted as his children. The only way that we can receive the protection that God offers is through his Son. The only way that we can get the chance to show his loving and caring nature, that protective nature, is if we believe in his Son. And going back to Paul now, the only reason Paul was able to face these stones that were coming at him was because he knew he had the Father's protection. He had Jesus in his life. He didn't have to worry about the stones that were coming at him. He knew God would protect him. I'm going to leave you with this verse before Adam comes up and shares with us. It's found in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. It says, "Do not be afraid of the one, of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can kill both soul and body in hell." So, if we have the protection of God, there's nothing to be afraid of. And we need to learn to not give up when those storms are coming our way. Because if we do, we will never accomplish what God has in store for us to accomplish. Thank you.